Members of an Antop Hill housing society are struggling to get an FUR registered against an alleged trespasser in a four-wheeler who ran over a stray dog, Sheru, after damaging the society's car parking lift and a pillar on October 17. The canine, who was cared for by society members, died of its injuries after a week in agony. According to residents, the motorist, suspected to be under the influence of alcohol, had parked the vehicle in a parking area and, while exiting the premises, drove in a zigzag manner. On October 22, society members, including Chairman Prashant Vise, Treasurer Vivek Bhattacharya and Secretary Arun Kakad, wrote to the Antop Hill Police Station requesting the registration of an FUR against the motorist for trespassing, damaging society property and mauling the dog. The members have kept Sheru's body in cold storage, deciding not to perform the final rites until the FUR is registered. The canine was cared for by society members Dolly and Deepak Lamba and their two daughters, who have been feeding strays in the area for the past 5 years. The incident, according to society members, on the day of the incident, the unknown individual, accompanied by six friends on three bikes, entered the society's premises at 1:10 a.m. They then met a resident and spent some time in the parking lift, where they smoked. The society member's complaint letter to the Antop Hill Police states, a society member had invited seven friends inside the society. One of them arrived in a car that did not belong to any society member. The friends influenced the security guard to let them in. They forced the car into parking podium number 1, during which they damaged the car lift due to their suspected high consumption of narcotics, rendering them unable to align the car correctly. They also crashed into one of the pillars of the podium, Summer Heights CHS at Antop Hill, where Sheru was killed by the motorist. On Monday, the complaint also stated, the purpose of bringing the car into the parking podium was to consume more narcotic substances inside the vehicle, as evidenced by the smoke observed. Meanwhile, the society guard informed the father of one of the individuals, who is a resident, and the youth returned to his flat, telling his friends to leave. On their way out, they damaged the lift and pillar and ran over a stray dog sleeping peacefully outside the society gate. The dog was taken to a veterinary hospital in Parel, where the authorities informed us that it would not be able to walk due to a crushed spine. The society's complaint also mentioned, on June 16 this year, the managing committee warned residents about incidents involving the use of narcotics, stating that legal action would be taken against any defaulters. On October 20, the committee met and passed a resolution to take legal action against a member. They request that an FUR be registered and that strict action be taken against those involved. This letter serves to ensure such incidents do not recur and to protect the safety and security of our residents. An LS quo, we want justice, Dolly Lamba said, we need justice for Sheru, who died on October 24 while receiving treatment at the hospital in Parel. The accused were under the influence of alcohol, and they were captured by a CCTV camera damaging the parking lift and the pillar and running over the dog. Sheru was severely injured and paralyzed. The society committee helped cover the expenses and wrote to the police to register the FUR. We have kept the dog's body in cold storage and this is costing us 1,800 rupees daily. The people concerned should be arrested. We need justice for Sheru and will not conduct his last rites until this happens, Dolly Lamba, a resident of the society. Pics, Kirti Surve Parade resident Reena Lazarus, whose fiancé Nikute, Sundaraj is a dog feeder, stated, I visited the Antop Hill Police Station multiple times with society members, including the Lamba family, to register the FUR, but the authorities refused to file it. I was kept inside the police station for over 7 hours. My statement has been recorded. We need justice for Sheru, and the person responsible should be arrested, Bhattacharya, the treasurer, said, we spent 40,000 rupees to save Sheru but the dog died due to multiple injuries. We also met the senior inspector on October 20 and he requested us to give a written complaint and provide evidence. We submitted evidence, including CCTV footage. Roshan Pathak, a member of the Gopal, who is handling the case, said, I am meeting police officers to ensure action is taken against the person who crushed the dog. The cops aren't taking this case seriously. Our legal team will meet police to make them understand the seriousness of the matter. And police speak SI Bhagavath Garande of Antop Hill Police Station said, "We are checking the CCTV footage and verifying the facts and will take action accordingly. We have not registered an FIR yet. The investigation is underway."